the last time I was at the old school, one of the most recent times was when you had the kind of a community workshop about where people think the old school could be heading in the next few years. And how did you guys, because I haven't talked to you about it since then, how did you and Roger and the rest of the team feel it worked out?
Oh, well, it was really well attended, and there were some awesome ideas that came out from it. And so where it's at now is the committee is reviewing everything, because in between that happened, we also had our AGM as well. So our next committee meeting, all the ideas and the findings and everything else that came about from that will be formally adopted into our business plan for the next 5 years. We'll be able to talk more about that at our next catch-up.
Yeah, that'll be good. What else? Yeah. What's the next thing that's happening on your mind anyway at the moment? What's got your focus?
Well, October, November is actually turning out to be really ridiculously a lot going on, which is great. But, I guess the two key things we've got happening is the Ragman Film Festival and then also the Ragman Arts Weekend. And then the preview exhibition leading up to the Arts Weekend as well.
So the Arts Weekend is when is that?
Arts Weekend is Labor Weekend.
Okay, I'd lost track with all the COVID delays, whether it was Labor Weekend or Easter these days.
Yeah, I know. It's been hard to keep up. So, the Open Studios Weekend is Saturday, 22nd of October. Goes for 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then we also have we're having a preview exhibition as well, which will be the on the 30th of September, right through until the end of the Arts Weekend.
And when is the film festival?
That's been delayed, so the registrations are due on the 19th of September. And the main event will be happening in... Actually, have you got a poster there as well? Because I didn't bring a poster upstairs with me.
Someone's bringing me the poster now. 10th to the 19th of November. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Good thing I'm
here. So that's happening in November. And there's a few other things that we're planning at the moment, because we have the annual Spirit of Christmas exhibition as well. So that will be happening in November. And the other bigger thing that we're doing as well is a big number monster garage sale fundraiser.
Okay.
And that'll be on the 6th of November. So we're just putting together the planning, on all of that and the dates. So we'll have some more details about that soon. But, a few big events happening for October, November, and then lots of other things in between with the markets and the movies and music and live and local and clay workshops. So, lots going on.
All right. Well, maybe we talk about when are the next movies?
The next movies this weekend coming up. The 3rd of September, because today's the last day of August, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, August? I'm just trying to... I was just looking around for signs about whether that was the case or not.
What day is it? It will officially be the first day of spring tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. And so the movies...
And then another three weeks, and then it'll be daylight savings as well.
Oh, crikey.
Woohoo!
Crikey. So what movies have we got this weekend?
This weekend we've got Quant, which is about Mary Quant. It's a documentary, and she was a stylistic revolution in the 60s and 70s, and what's sort of known as one of Britain's most renowned sort of cultural figures. So it's a biography documentary that's on this weekend. And the other film that we've got is a New Zealand drama film, Muru. This is filmed in Te Uruwera, when it's starring Cliff Curtis.
Ooh.
And also got artist Tama Iti in there as well.
Oh, this is interesting. This is a dramatisation of when the government invoked anti-terrorism powers and raided the Uruwera community, somewhat needlessly, as it turned out.
Yes. Yep. So it's inspired by actual events. That's right. And it's centred around the local police sergeant Taffy. He's sort of like in a difficult position where he's sort of got to choose between duty to his badge or to his people.
Okay, and I see Cliff Curtis is playing that role.
He is, He's an awesome actor too as well.
Yeah, that seems sounds interesting, that one, I got to say.
Yeah, so come along and see that one. That's on at 8 o'clock. It's also screening again on the third weekend, which will be the 17th of September, but this weekend it's on at 8. And then we also have on Sunday the Gardener, and this is on at 4:30. This is about a really influential gardener. It's a documentary called Frank Cabot. He has got one of the, well, LA Times has given him a soothing and transporting journey, shorter inspired gardeners of all stripes to create their own slice of heaven.
So this is for gardening fans, this one. This is for gardening fans.
Yeah, he was a famed horticulturist, and he had an epic private garden. It was called it's in Canada, French Canada, Les Quatre Vents.
Thank you for your pronunciation.
He passed away at 86, but he had 20 acres of an English-style garden, Summer Estates, which he opened to a film crew for the first time ever in 2009, so that's what that film is about.
Okay.
If you love gardening, that's one for gardeners.
Okay, all right. I think we've covered all the films that are coming up. When is the next market?
The next market will be second Sunday of every month, so we'll be looking at Sunday the 11th of September, so not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Okay.
It's on 10 till 2.
And the next...
We've also got Thursday this week. Oh, no, that's next week, Thursday the 8th of September.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Diablo's Caravan are coming along to play. They've already had a tour around where they went to about 42 shows, and they're all sold out venues earlier this year, but they're back coming around doing another tour, and they are acoustic, world-class acoustic guitarists, sort of like with Spanish flamenco. They do blues, country music, and everything in between. They're going to be joined as well, I believe, with Therese Michaels and Nikki Keith.
Oh, okay, as support.
Guest appearance. Mm.
And are there 42 venues in New Zealand, are there?
Yeah, apparently. Throughout the South Island, North Island.
What's this, 42?
Well, no, there'd be even more, but it's the ones that they chose.
Right, okay, and they're going to be here on September the 8th.
There's kind of like a circuit that a lot of musicians sort of like perform on, because you've got, in Hamilton, there's the Nirvana Lounge. There's more bands and that go tours, you know.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
We see
some regular kind of things on the lists, on their tour lists. Okay, so that's one musical act. I know there's some other music happening as well.
So we have the Live and Local as well on the 16th of September, that I think you're going to do an interview with a bit more.
We're planning to do that, yeah.
Musicians, yeah.
I presume the list is not, or the artists are not confirmed yet.
No, we've got September, we have got confirmed Nikki Keith. And so he'll be coming along, and he delivers that with, he's hilarious, actually, Nikki. And he's an incredibly amazing, talented musician, well known in Raglan. So he's always good to watch. He's one of the confirmed artists, musicians, and then the full lineup is Penny's working away on that at the moment. So
okay, we should have a chat with Nikki. I don't think I've ever interviewed Nikki.
Oh really?
Yeah, I work with him on Whangarei Talent Factory and things like that.
Yeah.
But I've never interviewed him.
Anyway, you've got interesting things.
Yeah. Although I know he's busy at the school. They lost their music teacher, and he and Taya Kennedy are having to fill in at the moment. So he's probably, now's probably not the right time.
He's
pretty busy.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I see that you guys have started a monthly artist talk event as well.
Oh, yes, Whangarei Artist Talks. That's right. So that's a program of events that we've just started, where they'll be held on the fourth Thursday of every month. We just had, for our fifth inaugural one, we had Amanda Watson coming along and talking, and it was really well attended, and it was a great evening. And then the next artist talk is, it's in the newsletter for the 29th, but it's actually incorrect, it'll be the 22nd, which is the fourth Thursday, because sometimes it gets a little bit confusing when there's 5 weeks in a month.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the fourth, the 22nd, and this artist talk is going to be with local artist Javier Mead.
Okay, he's also one of our DJs, and he plays for the Raglan Roosters football team as well.
Is he still playing for Raglan Roosters?
Yeah. He scored a couple of goals a few weeks ago.
What a legend.
I know he is, isn't he?
So, Javier's, he'll be known well in the community. He's Mexican-born, a long-time Raglan resident. And he's also a visual artist. He's done a lot of work in, as well, I've spent lots of years lecturing visual arts and eco-design at the Wintec School of Media Arts. Mm. He's done lots of exhibitions, both here in Aotearoa, Mexico, Cuba, Spain and Holland. So the artist talks are on the fourth Thursday of every month at 6:30, and it's an opportunity for artists and everyone to connect and just develop and get some connections going too as well.
Yeah.
And there's refreshments provided as well, for tea and coffee, and entry by Koha.
All right, and I know we always talk about clay classes. There's always clay classes on in Raglan. So what's, and I know there's some, I think there's happening some happening at the moment, but what's coming up that people could sign up for?
Yeah, we're starting a new, it's called Next Steps Intermediate Clay Class for Adults with Meryn Goodison. So we always, Claytime Plus is our first beginners one, and we pretty much run those consecutively. We've been going for every 4 weeks. And we just feel now that there's so many, you know, that have gone out there and started on their clay journey, that we're just wanting to offer something else that's the next steps for those that have begun, where to sort of like next. So it's hand building, and this is, it's only 4 classes, 2 hours, 6 to 8 p.m. It starts on Tuesday the 18th of October, so bookings are open for that now. And the next wheel workshop with Sarah Bing is, bookings for that are open now, and that's in November. It'll finish on the 12th of December, and they're on Monday night, 7 till 9. So, yeah, if you're wanting to get in and to either one of those classes, you could be making some lovely pottery gifts for presents for Christmas for yourself as well.
Okay, that sounds good. Is there anything else that we haven't covered? Do you think?
We've got the Raglan Area School beautiful exhibition, jewellery exhibition on at the moment as well. That's open until Sunday. And that's where Sarah Steed, local artist, did jewellery workshops for the children up at Raglan Area School. And as part of the exhibition, they all chose specific, organisations that they're wanting to fundraise for.
Oh, those are those boards that they had up there. A lot of them were focused on the ocean, I notice.
Yes, so there's a lot on the ocean, SPCA, Kariwe Project as well. So there's some really, so it's a full pack. They had the opening last week. It was really well attended. And so, yeah, I encourage you to come around and have a look at that. And there's some beautiful jewellery. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I was checking that out the other. I was checking that out the other day. The kids have done some great work, and I think about quite a few of them are in my soccer team. As by chance, it's probably not very relevant at all. But I did notice.
Well, there you go. Hidden talents.
Indeed.
They're awesome. So that's on at the moment, and then following this exhibition, we then move into the next exhibition, which is with Raglan Arta. And the Raglan Art Group, they are doing a, it's all about kariwi.
Okay.
Some of these artists here will be, it'll be opening night is Saturday, September the 10th, from 2 to 5. And the exhibiting artists are Alsa Lai, Janet Scott, Wanda Barker, Lois Brooks, Richard Gimmel, Diana Wells, Julie McDonald and Helma van der Pasch, also Catherine Houston and Oshie Debris.
Okay.
So there'll be a wide range of art there on display that runs for a couple of weeks until the September 25th.
Yep. You want to tell us about the next one?
Pardon?
You are going to tell us about the next one.
And then the next exhibition, that one will be packed down, and then the next one that we'll be working on is the preview exhibition for the Raglan Artist Weekend.
Right,
so this is about, and there was 42 artists, but because of the year that's been, I think there's about 4 artists that have moved away or are no longer available. So,
yeah, but still, that's plenty.
Yes, 38 exhibiting artists will be on display as part of that exhibition, which will run for 3 weeks leading up to the Arts Weekend.
Awesome.
So,
All right, Jacqueline. Well, that sounds like a heap, absolute heap of stuff happening in the arts scene locally at the moment.
And, yes.
And it sounds like you've got a lot to do, especially because you've just had a few weeks off.
Yes. Yeah, I had a week's leave, and before I went away, I got sick, and then when I came back, I had COVID.
Oh, congratulations. You got the whole trifecta right there.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's good, and I'm healthy, and just makes you realise how important having your health is when you don't have it.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's good to be back.
And tell us, how many emails did you have waiting for you when you got back?
Oh, 568 or something like that.
It just staggers me, the amount of emails you get. People may not know, I was talking to Jacqueline a couple of days ago. And yeah, that just, I don't think I would cope. I think I'd just give up and walk away if I had that many emails waiting to be answered.
You know, there's a lot that could just be, you know, where just information could just be quickly deleted or put aside. But yeah, it's a bit of a process. But anyway, it's all under control now. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
That's what happens when you go away on holiday.
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
All right, Jacqueline. All right. Thank you heaps for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for the catch-up, Aaron.